Thank you for reading the verse from John chapter 8, verse 12. Some weeks back, I woke up in the middle of the night, thirsty, and I decided to head to the kitchen for a drink. Not wanting to switch on the light, I stumbled in the dark, and unfortunately, I kicked the leg of my dining table, and my small toes hurt for days. If only I had turned on the light, I would have avoided the pain. And I also remember years back when I visited our mission station in Kenya. In the middle of in the night, I was given two torchlights. Then I realized that the toilet was outside the mission house. And when I looked out of the window at night, it was completely pitch dark. I dare not step out for the fear of I don't know what I may step on or run into. And that darkness filled me with fear. No, we need light to live. Imagine writing, cooking, or driving in the dark without any light. No, life without light is not only difficult, but also dangerous. No, when Jesus said, "I am the light of the world," in John chapter 8, verse 12, he was not speaking about the physical light alone. He was speaking of himself as the true spiritual light, the one who gives us direction, one who removes fear and brings joy to our life. So tonight, I'd like to let us reflect on three lessons that we can pick up from this verse. The first is a light helps us see where we are going. No, without light, we stumble. With light, we see clearly. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12, "He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." This means that when we follow Christ, he becomes our guide, showing us the way in life. Without him, we remain in spiritual darkness, blind to truth, stumbling in sin, and unsure of our destination. But when his light shines into our lives, we are no longer lost. We know where we are headed. The psalmist also declared in Psalm 119, verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So in the olden days, when we use a lamp at night, the lamp does not shine kilometers ahead or even meters ahead. It only gives us enough light for the next step. Likewise, Jesus does not always reveal our entire future at once, but he gives us enough light through his word, his spirit, and his presence to help us walk step by step in his will. And the Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18 reminds us, "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." Now, this verse describes that this Christian life is as a journey that grows brighter and clearer as we walk with Christ. Just like dawn breaks into noonday, the longer we follow Jesus, the clearer his truth becomes and more certain we are of our destination with him. In today's world, many are lost about what is right and what is wrong. People make their own truth and live by their own standard, but Jesus, the light, shows us God's standard. He helps us see sin for what it really is and guides us in holiness. So the second lesson we can learn from this verse is the light takes away our fear. One of the effects of darkness is fear. Fear comes because we cannot see what lies ahead. We cannot discern what is around us. We imagine dangers that may or may not be real. But when Christ, the light of the world, shines into our lives, that fear is driven away. Darkness also represents uncertainty and the unknown. At this point of my life, I am like many who fear the future. Not sure what is ahead of me, fear of failure, fear of sickness, fear of death. But I thank God for preparing this devotion I am reminded when we follow Jesus, he assures us that he is the light of life. Now, David, in Psalm 27, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" Now, David knew that with the Lord as his light, he had no reason to fear enemies or circumstances. Similarly, when we walk with Christ, who is the light, we know he holds our tomorrow. A fear thrives in uncertainty. But when the light is switched on, we walk with confidence. In the same way, the presence of Jesus gives us peace and courage to face our life's challenges. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Well, this is what Jesus meant when he promised, "He that follow me shall not walk in darkness." To follow him is to walk in confidence because he goes before us, guiding us and protecting us. And the last lesson we can learn from here is light brings us joy. Jesus declared in John 8 verse 12, "He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." So notice that Jesus does not say we will have light, but the light of life. His light is not cold or harsh. It is warm, life-giving, and full of joy. And when there is life, there is hope. And when there is hope, there will be joy. So darkness brings despair, uncertainty, and sorrow, but Christ's light brings us hope. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, and let me read, "The people that walketh in darkness has seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them have the light shine." So Israel then lived under the shadow of oppression and despair. But when God's light appeared in Christ, joy broke forth. And likewise, when Jesus shines into our hearts, despair is replaced with hope and sorrow with gladness. No light brings joy because it gives life. Jesus said his light is the light of life. His light is not merely illumination, it is life itself. No, without light, there can be no life in creation. Plants cannot grow. All living things eventually will perish. No, spiritually, without light of Christ, our soul remain dead in sin. But in him we find eternal life that and that life fills us with joy. In John chapter 1 verse 44 to 5, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." So when Christ's life shines, joys follows because the darkness of sin and death cannot overcome him. No, sin separate us from God, but Christ, the light, restore fellowship with him. And true fellowship with God is the source of our deepest joy. The psalmist says in Psalm 97, verse 11, "Light is shown for the righteous and gladness for the upright." The presence of God's light produces gladness in the heart of all the believer. And in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, the verse says that, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanse us from all sin. So walking in the light means walking in joy, joy of forgiveness from all our sin, the joy of fellowship with Christ, and more importantly, the joy of salvation. And so in conclusion, we have seen from John chapter 8, verse 12, that Jesus, the light of the world, makes a difference in our life. So this light helps us to see where we are going. It gives us direction, gives us purpose, showing us the way to God, the way to holiness, and the way to eternal life. And light takes away our fear. His presence drives away all the fear of the unknown and the fear of uncertainty in our life. And light brings us joy. He gives us hope. He gives us life. He gives us the fellowship with God and fill our heart with gladness. No, without Christ, without the light of life, we walk in darkness. We walk in darkness, lost, fearful, and hopeless. But with him, we walk in the light, guided, confident, and joyful. So let us then hold on to Jesus, the light of the world, and follow him daily, for he promises us in John chapter 8, verse 12, he that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So let us close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for sending your son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, and we confess that without him, we walk in darkness, but in him, we have the light of life. And we ask that you teach us to walk in the light, and he is in the light, so that we may have fellowship with thee and fellowship with one another. And we ask this in the name of Jesus, who is our light and our life. Amen.